Dancing hour. Hello, I am Hans. I am your host here in the evening. And along with me, my good friend, Franzen. Franzen, are you here?
Oh, yes, I am here.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. We're going to do the Clap Clog Dancing all night long.
Yes, we are here to clog you up.
That's right. Clog away, baby. And one more thing for everybody on this fine day. April Fools, Amara. It's us. It's ACOH Radio. Welcome, everybody. April Fools, for those people like, what the hell are we listening to? The happy, happy cop, cop, clog dancing out. No, it's just us. I thought I'd give the music a break tonight. Yes, I know. Hold on. And here we go. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here we go for an April Fools edition of ACOH Radio. I'm your host, as always, Old Man from the Virtue Server. And along with me tonight, filling in for Tony V. But just as good in his own ways. Everybody's special in their own way, I think. The man, the co-leader of Paragon Dawn himself, ladies and gentlemen, Mad Viking.
Well, I can't do the howdy, so I'm just going to say, hey, how you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? What's up?
What's up?
Well, what's going on, Mad Viking? How are you?
Been a very busy day here.
Yeah.
We right now, working over here with stuff for Paragon Dawn, obviously.
Oh, yes.
And caught me at the last second where I was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm getting there. All right, I'm coming.
That's funny. Hmm. And now, you know what I've been doing? Remember last week I said I'm addicted to comic books?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been doing all week. I've just been reading comic books all week, watching TV, reading comic books. But what I did was I wanted to catch up on some stuff that I missed out on, you know, from about 5 or 6 years ago. And where I left off my comic collection was this thing called Brightest Day. Okay? I had like the first 3 issues of the main storyline, had no idea what it encompassed, did some research. This thing is like 17 books of the collected series because it went on for like a year. I didn't realize it went on that long. I have 4 books left to read, and two of only, and I haven't finished it only because I'm waiting for the library to get the other two in. One, I think they're going to order because it's nowhere in. See, I live in Suffolk County, and the library system is very cool. You go online, and every library in Suffolk County will loan out books. So I checked; they don't even have one of the books isn't in any library. So I talked to my library the other day, and they said hopefully they'll order it and they'll call me or leave me a message of some kind when it's in. And the other one, I'm still waiting for the jerk who has it out to bring it back, but he has it out till at least April 30th. And I'm going away to Florida in May, so I have a feeling that last week I'm going to have to read it and just cancel that until I get back. But it's like the third to last book in the series. I don't even think it's going to be that pertinent. But the ones I am reading, I did notice the Green Lantern ones. They say coming up next or to be continued in Rage of the Red Lanterns. That's in 2 collections, and I reserved those already, and they are on the way to the library already. So I might just bypass the rest of this series, read those 2 books, return them, and then just read the ones I have. And, because I don't want to take books with me to Florida. We're going to be gone for 2 months, and that's not fair to everybody else. And if they come in while I'm gone, you can't take them out, so I'm going to have to cancel my...
You're late in the New York Public Library.
Ooh, they break your finger.
Dude.
No, my library has something new. If it's late by so many days, congratulations, regardless of you return it, you bought the book, and now you have to pay for it.
All right.
And they charge like $30 for a book, depending on the book. Like some of these books are like $25. Yeah, you just bought that book. If you have it out that long, which I don't want to do, so.
Meanwhile, you're looking at this going, like, look, it says right on the cover, $3.99.
Well, no, Naki, no. But some of these collectors are hardcover graphic novels, not the softcover.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to charge like $25. But I started reading from the New 52 Batman, the Zero Hour storyline. They collected all the issues in one book, and I'm more than halfway done with that. I started reading that this morning. I'm more than halfway done with that. And then if I finish that tonight or tomorrow, remember how we were talking about the Teen Titans and I got some of the books?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had the first three volumes of the Marv Wolfman era.
Okay.
I'll probably read those. And I also took this novel out. Now, I don't know if you knew this. I went to college. I went to Long Island University, Southampton.
All right.
Because one of the main things was they had a great creative writing program, and I didn't have a car at the time because all my money was saved up for college, books, whatever. And
ramen noodles.
No. I commuted every day. I couldn't afford the dorm. I couldn't afford to stay there.
Oh, okay.
So I commuted. I wish I could stay. I wish I could have stayed for like a year, just stay on campus. But what was I going to say? Yeah, so I commuted by train until my senior year. My grandparents gave me a car for my senior year. Well, it was their old car. It was a nice car. So I got to drive every day, so that was cool. But that was one of the reasons I went. Now I find out, about 2005, I'm hearing rumors that, okay, I'm just hearing really bad thunder outside, so if I disappear, that's why. And this, that's non-April Fool's joke. The April Fool's was that clog clog thing. That was it. What I found out was that they were selling the school, the university, to SUNY, State University of New York. I was like, what? And I never heard anything else about this. Well, the sale went through. SUNY had, like, Southampton was known for its marine biology and marine degrees they had there. And then they were trying to improve with the fine arts. As a matter of fact, their creative writing program was so well that during the summer they were known for their summer writers conference. It was 2 weeks in the summer, and they had writers from everywhere come to attend, give lectures, you know, guest lectures, and at night they did guest readings. And you had to get tickets, and they were always sold out for these things. And it was just amazing. People said they just they wound up renting more, like if they were students here that from out of state, they were friends with the locals, and they stayed just long enough for the 2 weeks, and then they went back home for a month, and then they came back to school. But you could take these things, and you could get college credit for it too. But a lot of people just stayed for the lectures, just to hang out and just meet up with these people. And that was a big deal. But I found out that, you know, I was like, you know, we had all these writers, all these artists come out, all the big name guys. Why couldn't any of them help out? And they said one, and I found this book, and it's called Running on Empty, The Rise and Fall of Southampton, 1963 to 2005. And basically one of the things was we never had that big of national endowments, like big scholarships or whatever. We never had that. And the school was run. Now I found out why I never got that great of a tuition. I mean, a scholarship. Like somebody told me with my GPA I had before that, I could have got a better scholarship. They didn't have the money for scholarships.
Yeah, it would help a little bit.
It would have helped. They just didn't have the money. And they were living, you know, the school was going tuition by tuition. I found out some years they were in the hole. And what I found out was for the longest time, the president of LIU, he said, oh, Southampton is the crown jewel of the east end of the island. And it turns out the day after the sale, he goes, oh, we got rid of the albatross. And people were pissed at this guy. It's like, how the fuck can you go from calling us the crown jewel to the albatross? Well, it turns out there were some years that LIU Southampton was losing $70 million a year from our school. But again, all the scholarships went to CW Post. All right, there are three schools at the time. There were three schools in Long Island University. There was CW Post and Brooklyn. Brooklyn was the first one, then CW Post, that's the big one, and then Southampton. Well, now,
the money.
Right. Well, Southampton didn't have the money because Southampton was, you see, what they wanted to do, they always had Brooklyn was the first campus. Then they wanted to do an experiment between a privately funded school and a publicly funded school. CW Post was the publicly funded. Southampton was the privately funded school. And because of that, I guess they had all these problems. But then I found out LIU bought out from the Suffolk Community College's Riverhead School, and that's where they continue. So then I thought, okay, I hear about this Masters of Fine Arts program in Southampton, and I was going to look into it recently. And I saw this book, and they said something happened where after SUNY got a hold of it, they stopped doing stuff there. Like, a lot of the buildings are boarded up there. Like, all the dorms are boarded up. The physical plant, which is like the gymnasium, that's all boarded up. A lot of the buildings at Southampton are boarded up. And now they're considering making a hospital, like knocking everything down and just making it a hospital. Nice. And it's really sad because that was my university. That was my alma mater. And it was just, if you ever saw a picture of the place, the geography, I mean, in a nice spring day, you look out to the lake, what they call Artist Lake. And really, it's one of those lakes where if a sailboat goes by and you see somebody doing a painting, it's a painting you would see in somebody's house.
Cool.
Or, you know, a really nice place like the lake with a sailboat on it and the wind. That's how inspiring it was. And as writers, we would sit there and we would just jot down notes, just come up with ideas, just lay, you know, just put your jacket down and lay on the side of the hill and just, you know, just go, wow, it's absolutely beautiful. There was some kind of magic out there. It's hard to explain. Like, if you're there, you just feel different when you're on campus.
Oh, you know, I can understand that. You know, that one spot, you know, in your favorite place, you're going like, this is the reason why I have good memories.
Yeah, exactly. And I told somebody yesterday, part of me wants to go out there and see how bad it is. But then part of me is like, no, because I don't want to lose the memories of the magic. You know, I had so many good memories back then. Like, you know that song from Rush, You're Only Immortal for a Limited Time, from the song Dreamline?
Yep.
There's a line from Rush, you know, You're Only Immortal for a Limited Time. To me, that's exactly what college was. Because one, that album came out while I was in college. And I swear, less than a year after I graduated, I went back out there to visit. And I was driving home with the radio on. And that song came on again. I was laughing. You know, I just felt so good just coming out there and visiting, you know. And it's just weird. Like, a couple of times, like, when I was working at Verizon, I started working at their Southampton office. And I had to work what they call split shifts, like 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours at night with a four-hour break in between or three-hour break, whatever. I would go to the gym at Southampton. They let me in for free because I was an alumni. You know, I think I had to pay, like, $25 a year or whatever. They just wanted some kind of donation,
yeah.
You know. So it's like, yeah, $25 a year, you're good. Well, all right, here you go. So... I did all that, and I just, you know, I had fun. Once in a while, if I was off the rest of the day, you know, because once a week you buy time off from our job, so I was like, yeah, I don't want to go back to work. It's too nice out. So I said, okay, enjoy. I would go up, and I ran into some people I knew that worked there. This one girl we knew is Claire. She worked in the food hall. I can't remember. Oh, it was the galley. It was downstairs, and it was just like a snack room. You know, you could have stuff like a deli that we had.
Right.
Under the cafeteria. And it turned out that she had gotten, you know, because she had been working there for so long, she had the option of taking some classes. So she was a full-time student all of a sudden. I was like, really? I was like, oh, that's friggin' awesome. So she was going there for a while, but I never heard from her. And the thing that got me is I live 20, 25 minutes away from the school. I never got any updates from the university ever. Once in a blue moon, I get a magazine from Post. Like, once a year I get something, and that's it. And now here's the thing. With my degree, I have never found a full-time job with my degree, okay? But I remember, I would get calls once in a while about donating money as an alumni.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, it's like, if I got a job, I would. And this is one of the things in the book. They said one of the problems with the school was they were horrible helping students with career planning. And I said, I wholeheartedly agree with that. When I graduated, I had no idea what the hell I was going to do. I wanted to do an internship at Marvel Comics, at DC Comics. The person in charge of all that said, oh, I called them for you several times. They have nothing available. And she kept wanting me to do these advertising firms. And the problem with that was I had to pay money out of my pocket for these interns, this internship.
Really?
I found out 3 years, 4 years, 3 years after I graduated from college, some guy told me, I did an internship at this coloring house I found. I said, yeah, I just want to learn the ins of being a comic book writer. He told me, DC and Marvel have internships for like 10, 15 years now. I was like, are you shitting me?
We're talking about the one that I showed you last week.
No, not that. Well, something like that. But this was an actual internship they had. And they had pages up all the time. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh.
And I was so mad at this woman. I was like, you know, I felt betrayed. I was like, here it was, you know, the school was pricey, but I stayed, you know, and I did. Oh, hi, Brew. I don't know if Brew could hear me. He is hanging out dancing next to me in Paragon chat. I don't know if he could hear me. Oh, I'm just typing here in the local thing here. Time into the show. Okay, there we go. So, okay. And that's that. So I'm going to read the rest of this book. And it just seems, like I said, just a lot of the shadiness that went on. I'm just, like, really, like, you know, I'm just kind of, like, you know, downtrodden about it. You know, part of me wants to go, you know, I would love to do the master's program, but I don't know if I could get in now. You know, money-wise, I can't do it. And I don't know, even know what I'd have to do to get in, so.
So, in other words, when I came up last week with that little thing that they want to do, you're like, a chance at last.
Yeah, but you know what? They want some published. I don't have a lot of published things, though. That's the problem, too, so.
They need two, the minimum, two.
Yes, I have one thing published since I graduated. That's what I'm saying. I have one thing published, so. Although what sucks is, like, a friend of mine, he was trying to help me out. We were discussing doing something over the holidays, and I don't know what happened. I just didn't do it yet. So I guess I should do it this week and talk
maybe,
to him
maybe
about
it. Quickly and hit Amazon. That'll do it.
Hit Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, to publish
yeah.
it? Well,
right.
I could tell them it's in the process of being published. So.
No, I mean, as soon as you get, do the proofreading, that pick a cover, send up the doc file, and boom, publish.
Yeah. I just might have to do that. Well, when is the deadline for this again?
For the writers, it starts May 1st. For the artist,
yeah.
Yeah. For the artist, it starts today.
Okay.
And we have Tim has entered. You can call me Tim.
Hey, Tim the Enchanter. Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. The Writer's Workshop. Yeah, if Scott Snyder's in, he's amazing. He has a master's degree, and I know he's a teacher, too.
And so, you know, like with that, you know, you gotta, you know, here's the chance that was denied to you by,
yeah, by them. But then again, the problem is I haven't done much since I left. So I think that's the thing that's upsetting me too. I graduated almost 25 years ago. What the hell did I do in all that time? Yes, I've had health issues. I've had health issues, but maybe here's my chance to right the wrongs. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
So. I'll have to do something this week, writers. See, it'll be very cool, like, because it looks like it's going to be an online, for the writers, it's going to be an online workshop. Yeah, the writers' room's going to be a 13-week video workshop. Learn the essentials. So.
Yep. And for the artists, like I said, you know, that's it. The sign-up process is today. If you want to repost that link on in case someone's going, really?
Oh, okay. Here it is. Now, the published writing makes, could submit up to two published writing samples.
Oh, up to?
Yes.
So your one counts.
Right. But here's the thing, though. DC does not accept unsolicited submissions using our, oh, okay, using their characters.
Yeah. In other words, you can't even write about Ambush Bug. No, you can't do that.
Well, you got her hate on for Ambush Bug.
No, I like Ambush Bug, but when you think, you know, when you think about, you know, in the DC universe, the person that's pretty much the bottom of the barrel, Ambush Bug gets that treatment.
Oh, and hello, La Feverte, or La Feverte. Sorry if I'm screwing that up. He said hello to me in Paragon chat. And there's Tim the, hello, Tim the Enchanter, hanging out with us in the Blog Talk radio chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's, so maybe I'll crack the whip this weekend and,
Yeah.
Now, okay, I'm just going to read this, how to apply, current resume. Your resume should include all published writing experience, comics related and beyond. Okay, short composition, why you want to do this, published writing sample, letter of recommendation. Ooh, my artist friend could do that. Because Rusty Gilgan, he's been around forever. And he does a lot in the comic book stuff.
There you go.
So maybe I could get him to do something for me. That would be neat. Now, how do you send it a submission?
One of those areas has to be a clicky.
No, it says here, okay, submission agreement. We must have this in order to read your submission. Make sure both your signatures and all required information are at the bottom. The agreement must be uploaded to your application before the deadline. Faxes and emails to this document will not be accepted. Please take into account the time it will take to submit your submission agreement when applying. Okay, so where do I get that from?
In other words, by the sound of it, you make it first, then you upload it, and then you send it.
So we'll see what happens. Okay, so it says here it's going to be a 13-week thing, then master classes afterwards.
Right.
So following the initial 13-week workshop, a smaller hand-selected group of those workshop participants will be invited to our offices in Burbank for an intensive writing experience featuring guest speakers currently working in comic books, including a mix of editors, writers, artists, and the talent development staff. Each participant will be required to complete a new spec script under the same tight deadlines our current writers experience. How participants perform during this exercise will determine whether they will be chosen for a possible position on a DC comic book series. Yes, the stakes are that high. The goal, upon completion of the master's class program, the talent development group will help the successful participants to obtain a position on a DC comic in the current lineup. We can't guarantee you'll be chosen, but we will get your material in front of the people who make the ultimate decisions, the editors. DC will only consider writers with current or past professional credits. We don't consider DC to be a first career stop, but rather an ultimate goal. Okay. Applicants will not be eligible if all materials have not been submitted before 11:59 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on May 31st, 2016.
All right. All right. You got a month of prep.
No, 2 months.
Well, if you wanted to jump on May 1st.
Well, May 31st you have till.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No, submission agreement.
Mm-hmm. The fine print.
Yeah, I'll read all this later. Do you want me to go over it now? I'm just trying to...
Because, like I said, while we were talking, you know, I was going like, it is April Fool's Day, and
yeah,
the other games...
I said, we're not joking around about this today. We're not...
Yeah, it's like, unfortunately, you know, when you play the other game, you know, one thing about City of Heroes, you always look for this day to see what were they going to do this time. So, let's not forget moments like Frame.
Oh, here's, do I get paid to be in the workshop? No. The end game for the workshop is to get you hired on one of our comics.
No, well, I expected it. That's why it was the workshop.
Yeah. I mean, a workshop's it's a class. That's it. You don't get paid to go to school, well, as far as I know. But
no.
This is
so
funny.
Going back to what I was saying, I was just wondering if any one of the Facebook pages of, the City of Hero memories did an April Fool's joke.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. I think maybe one did. If if you want to advance at least one of your updates, City Titans got into the habit.
Yeah, I don't know. No, City Titans didn't do one today. I don't think they did. Something was posted May 30th, which I'm going to read later, but that's not – I haven't seen anything else. What did I say, April? March 30th, sorry.
I said May.
Oh, March. The other M month. The first.
There you go.
March 30th.
Yeah, so, I was looking, you have a, your friend posted here. I took a look. Nope, that ain't it. There was no April Fool's joke.
Yeah, no, Timmy and Chen said I ought to have the link to the Blog Talk Radio site in your PC segment. Yeah, but the link changes every week. But, Tim, what we do have is, if you go to Facebook, type in Save COH Radio, we do have a Facebook page. And on that page, every week, I put the new link for the show there. Or a message if there's not going to be a show. And let me say this now. Again, this is not an April Fool's joke. I had to go see a spinal surgeon this week. And I had to go see my pain management doctor Tuesday. All likelihood, I hope, because my back really needs this, I'll probably be getting an epidural next Friday. And if that's the case, I am not doing a show that next week. But if I'm not getting an epidural next week, if I'm not going to do anything, the show is on. Seriously, my back really needs this shot. I need to get something. I mean, it hurts to sit up more than 2 hours.
Oy.
I've been sitting at my desk since 8:30, so as soon as the show is over, at 10:30, I am shutting this PC down. I'm shutting that off, moving stuff around, and going back to laying down on my bed, watching some TV and reading some more comics tonight.
There you go.
So, now what's good is, though, you sent me this information in Skype, so I could click the link on my laptop later on and read it there, as opposed
exactly.
to... Okay, very good.
And if not, I can always re-bring it up.
Right.
And if you're on a different game besides Paragon Chat, you can also go to my supergroup's website, ParagonDawn.com, and you can get to the link to the weekly Safe COH podcast there in our forums.
Hold on. All right. Sorry, Lafitte Forte, I hope I'm saying that right. Dr. Venus asked me, do you need to have a Facebook account to chat on Blog Talk Radio? No, as a matter of fact, when you go to Blog Talk Radio, you could sign up. They have accounts there, and you sign up for a free one, and it only takes like 2 minutes. And then if you join us like Tim the Enchanter has, like Mad Viking has, I see a few guests hanging out in the Blog Talk Radio chat. if you sign up for one, and then you sign in, you could type away in the chat like Tim is, like I am, as it says, Back to Basics Radio, that's me. Why is it Back to Basics Radio? That's the name of the station. Susie the Elf, who was our boss lady, who used to be my co-host. She's still recovering from knee surgery. She's doing quite well, actually. That's just the name. You know, whatever the name of the radio station is, that's what they give to the host. So, there you go. And Lord Amadeus, one of our DJs, he is just joined us. Thank you for hanging out, Lord Amadeus. He has a show tomorrow. Welcome, Lord Amadeus. He's co-hosted with me before on this show, as a matter of fact. He's helped out. So, there you go. If you want a Blog Talk Radio account, just log into Blog Talk Radio. It'll ask you if you have an account. If you don't, it'll ask you to sign up for it. Really, it takes like 2 minutes. It doesn't take that long to sign up for an account. You do that, and you log in here into the chat with us here in the Blog Talk Radio chat, and you can type away. And there's even a way, if you scroll to the top of the page when you're in the Blog Talk Radio chat, you'll see a blue square with a white S in the middle. It stands for Skype, not Super, sorry. So, I mean, sorry, it doesn't stand for Super. And you click on that, and you can call into the studio for free. And as I always say, free is good in today's economy. Or if you want to chat with us and you don't have access to that, you could call in at 646-478-0073. I guess local charges apply to that one. But you could call in and talk with us on air and reminisce about City of Heroes or, talk about the upcoming projects or talk about anything superhero related. And like I said, I saw Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice last weekend. I hope some of you had the chance to go see it this week, if you haven't.
Well, once again, I always wait for the director's cut DVD.
Yes. And don't forget, with Batman v Superman, the director's cut DVD or Blu-ray is going to be rated R for violence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dr. Venus saying it won't let him change his name from Guest. If you've signed into your account, I think you have to go into options. I forget how you do it. You have to go into options, I think, and at the bottom of that options page, you should be able to change your name. But if it just says you're a guest, either you don't have an account or you're just or maybe you have an account but you didn't sign in right. I don't know. I'm sorry about that. I don't know.
All right. Well, since you brought in Superman, I shall build up on it. Now, here's the difference between the comic book fan and the average bit. Here's the case of we knew something way ahead before the media finally got to it. They're talking about the original style of Superman, the Red Undies Superman, will be coming back into DC. They also did also mention that there will be a Superboy, and it will be the son of the pre-52 Superman and Lois Lane.
What?
Yes, it will. It
you
will
mean the
be.
Wait. You mean the pre-new 52, which will soon be the old 52, thank God.
Well, okay. The original, like I said, the red underwear Superwear. Superman.
Right, before, right. The original. You see, outside of the Batman comic books, I've heard that, like, the new 52 kind of suck.
Oh, yes.
How's Green Lantern in the new 52?
They kind of kept them out of the area just because the, you know, when you think of the cores as a whole,
right,
they're not really involved with what's going on the 52 Earth.
Right. But what I'm saying is it worthwhile reading? As I've heard, like, a lot of the new 52 sucks.
It's a tough call. I will say that. I mean, the Red Lanterns captured some good attention.
Okay.
And they try to bring back the Carol Ferris as one of the
Star Sapphires. Boy,
thank you. and Hal Jordan romance back.
Okay.
So some of us old timers going like, okay, so they're trying.
Right, but yeah, like I said, at the end of May, Free Comic Book Day, it actually begins. They're putting out a special comic book that day that's going to lead up to the big one-shot special at the end of May for the DC Rebirth. It's going to be an 80-page special. And then throughout the course of June, the summer, to the fall, every month they're going to be rebirthing all the comics. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the son of Superman will be teaming up with Damian Wayne Robin.
Really? Wait, who's that? Sorry, I was trying to say something. Dr. Venus, you do not need Facebook to log into Blog Talk Radio.
Nope.
I don't know why he thinks you need. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry. Who's going to be teaming up with Damian Wayne?
The son of Superman.
Oh, okay. Are they going to do like a Young Justice thing of their own?
If that is the way they're going to go, this will be the case of, for those who remember the multi universe, there was a world where Superman and Batman both had kids and both was boys and were teaming. They have just recaptured that particular section with what's going to go on. So this, mind you, you also have to be old as me to remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. I don't know.
I do.
And I'm as bad as old as you, I think, so.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I checked, anyway.
Which also would bring up a question, since it was brought into the factor in the Arkham game series.
Okay.
Now, those who remember, at the very end, you hear on one of the games, I'll say the second game, Harley Quinn talking about the fact that she is with child of the Joker. So
ooh,
the son of Superman and the son of the Batman meet the son of the Joker from the Arkham game series.
That's interesting.
It's a theory. And if not, there's an idea for the writers if you want to try for the writing thing in May.
Wait a minute. How old are these characters?
When they will start it off, they will be, by the looks of it, well, Damian Wayne's already in. Right. And he's in
no,
his
no,
team.
You know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm thinking?
What?
Arkham Nursery, Gotham City Nursery School. Damn you, son of Joker. You've stolen everybody's cookies.
Okay.
Now.
All right. Anyone who knows me, I have a warped sense of humor. You just came up. I just heard the song in my head. Arkham babies, they'll make your dream go bad.
He's going to walk. I can see the Joker baby. He's going to walk around with like a squeaker mallet. Oh, that'd be funny.
Just, can you imagine all of them going, nah, nah?
Yeah. What was I going to say here? Guess what they've updated now? On Newsarama.com, they have updated the full comic book superhero movie release schedule. Because it seems Gambit has been moved off the schedule.
Gambit is gone. Ooh.
Well, I'm sorry. No. It's going to go into production now in late 2016. Making for Fox's reserved October 6, 2017 date. But here we go, the rest of the way. Let's see here. All right, so schedule inconclusive. Fantastic Four 2. Please don't
Very
come
brave
up.
People.
Every four, the release date has been changed from June 2nd to TBD. How about No Way Ever?
Oh,
how about good Lord. All right. So pretty much everything else is the same. May 6th of this year, Captain America Civil War comes out. May 27th, X-Men Apocalypse from Fox comes out. June 3rd, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows comes out. August 5th, Suicide Squad. November 4th, Doctor Strange. And that's it for 2016. 2017, March 3rd, we're going to get the untitled Wolverine sequel. May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. June 23rd, Wonder Woman gets her solo movie. July 7th, we'll have a Marvel Studios co-produced Spider-Man reboot. October 6th, reported but unconfirmed, untitled Fox Mystery Marvel film. November 3rd, Thor Ragnarok. 2 weeks later, November 17th, Justice League Part 1. Ooh. And unscheduled for 2017, Bloodshot, a Valiant Hero, gets a movie.
Ooh. The indies are coming back.
Yeah. And my comic book store up here, the guy is very into Valiant. I think because one of his good friends is an artist there now or something like that. But anyway, 2018, on January 12th, reported but unconfirmed, an untitled Fox Mystery Marvel film coming from Fox. February 16th will be Black Panther. March 16th, The Flash. May 4th of 2018, Avengers Infinity War Part 1. I hope to God the rumor about Fox and Marvel making amends, you know, will be true, because then hopefully we'll get the X-Men in that movie. That would be awesome. July 6th, we will get Ant-Man and the Wasp. A week later, July 2018, we're going to get three movies. July 13th will be a reported but unconfirmed, untitled Fox Mystery Marvel film. July 27th, Aquaman gets his big screen movie. And then December 21st, we're going to get a Spider-Man animated feature from Sony.
Now, I'm going Mystery and Fox. And I'm trying to think who would be. Now, Fox
Deadpool
has...
It could still be X-Men. It could be Spider-Man. It could be Deadpool. Maybe they can try and sneak in a Fantastic Four. God, I hope another... they should just give back to Marvel at this point. I don't know who else. Oh, as a matter of fact, I had some news to talk about this week about that too. Let me see what I go. Wait. Where is it?
The only thing I can think of.
They're working on the New Mutants movie,
mm-hmm.
And that's by 20th Century Fox. Matter of fact, here, ready for this one? Following an update on the 20th Century Fox X-Men spinoff feature film, Hitfix is reporting three actors have already signed on to join the New Mutants cast. They claim that not only will Alexandra Shipp Storm, who makes her debut in the X-Men Apocalypse movie, and James McAvoy's Professor Charles Xavier play major roles, but Game of Thrones star Maisie Williams and the witch star Anya Taylor-Joy will play Wolfsbane and Magic, respectively. What's more, the report says that Cannonball, Mirage, and Sunspot are all featured characters. Sunspot previously appeared in X-Men Days of Future Past, played by Aidan Canto. And it's going to be directed by the Fault in Our Stars' Josh Boone. New Mutants adapts the monthly comic book series of the same name that launched in 1982, created by Chris Claremont and Bob McLeod. The New Mutants follows a group of teenage mutants as heroes in training in the Marvel Universe. And they're saying here, Wolfsbane, whose real name is Ron Sinclair, is a Scottish mutant who transforms into a wolf. And that's a good fit for Williams, who is best known for playing Arya Stark on Game of Thrones. And it's funny because the Stark sigil on the HBO series is, after all, the image of a dire wolf.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. Now let me post that one here for you guys.
So you I'm still going on that mystery. I have two theories.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear what you got.
The first one, and would probably be the more safe one to do, I think would be Cable.
Yes.
Therefore, you can get Cable and Deadpool.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No. I don't want to spoil it. Go ahead.
The second one, and that only because they are trying to push the character like crazy now, Cyclops.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a possibility.
I mean, they are trying so hard to get him from how many years of, the poster boy of Xavier's dream to now he's the rebel. I'm like,
yes. I got to find somebody who could help me out getting caught up on the X-Men. Because like I said, I've read Avengers vs. X-Men, but I don't know which way to go from there to now. So.
You want to look at Schism first.
All right, Schism. Schism. I think I've heard
that. That will bring the understanding of why what you saw in Avengers and X-Men.
Okay. So that's actually, I should read Schism. It doesn't matter. But Schism takes place before or after Avengers?
Before.
Oh, okay. Let me just write that down. I wrote that down. And then I found out the last couple of years, like every year, they renumber the X-Men, the titles. Oh, hello? Hello? Mad Viking? Hello? All right, can you guys hear me? If you could hear me out there, just type in the chat somewhere. We hear you. I think he's back home. Oh, he dropped. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on another guest, another good friend of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Diamond D is here.
The man, the myth, the legend.
That's right. See?
What Mad is Viking going
drops.
On?
Well, me and Mad Viking, we were just talking about comic books and things coming up. He was going to explain to me, I read Avengers vs. X-Men on the side, but I haven't read X-Men in like 5 or 6 years. So he started by telling me, read Schism, and then he dropped.
Okay. Well, I don't really know if I have anything to contribute to that.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right.
But,
I still got a bunch of stuff. Yes, go ahead.
But in I do got some other stuff I wouldn't mind sharing, but what was I going to do here?
Oh, I have to check my comic books. I went to the comic book store last week, and I think I picked up issues of the third Dark Knight series.
Okay, what'd you think?
I didn't read them yet. I was so busy reading other stuff, because what happened was I had taken books out of the library. This is what I was talking about. I'm trying to catch up. Okay, Mad Viking is back. Let's bring him back on first. Hello, Mad Viking. Welcome back.
The polar vortex is coming my way as well. Yeah.
As soon as you dropped, Diamond D called in. So I was telling Diamond D, I was saying earlier, I was catching up on a series called Brightest Day from DC from a few years ago. And it was like 17 collected graphic novels. And I have read all but four of them in the past week and a half. So I'm reading like crazy trying to catch up on stuff. So.
All right. I found the article that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
And it's entitled, "No Self-Respecting Adult Should Buy Comics or Watch Superhero Movies."
Ah, bullshit. What do they know? Go
ahead. So this was published March 28th by Reimer Rigby. And,
can you post the link to this article?
I can't, and I will. And it is let me go down here to the chat. There we go. So there is that. And basically, this guy is just pissed off at the superhero movies. And it's just like one of the morning show people posted this yesterday, and we saw this yesterday, and it made us a little mad. Your thoughts. And, you know, he tries to, like, rationalize. Here's one of the things that I love about this article. "The trouble is the source material. In case of Batman Superman, this was originally written for 10-year-old boys. A man who can fly with lasers in his eyes. A man who's dressed as a bat, dispensing justice to bad guys. It's fun, but it's fundamentally very silly stuff. It has pre-teen built into its DNA." Then he later goes on to say, where is it? I know that suggesting that comic characters might be stupid upsets plenty of people. Well, sod it. In for a pound. I used to reread 2080 as a kid. I quite like its epic 6-month long storylines, but then I turned 14 and comic books stopped doing it for me. Yes, even graphic novels, even The Dark Knight Returns, I put them all in a big trunk and went up to the loft, and there it stayed. So I like how he says that the trouble is the source material and that it was targeted for 10-year-old boys, but then later says that he put up his Dark Knight Returns. And it's like, okay, so I get the part of the source material being, you know, Batman, Superman were originally, you know, comic book characters written for, you know, kids and stuff of that nature. But
right.
They've definitely matured. In fact, the graphic novel that he put up was the pivotal point in comics to where they kind of like made that whole downward spiral. And it's like, you know, I mean, maybe I'm looking a little bit much into this, but it's like you just kind of contradicted yourself in your own story there, bud.
Right.
I don't know. It's just my take on it. And here's something I want to throw out to you guys, since we all are pretty well geeks and we all can at least say that we appreciate Batman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you guys know, and I've made this publicly, you know, this isn't anything new, but I did not like the Tim Burton Batman movie. In fact, I don't really care for any of the live-action Batman movies. Because for me, I didn't make that distinction between the comics and the live-action. But, you know, as I've said here the past, like, I'd say at least month, you know, the month leading up to Batman, Superman, which I still have yet to see, it occurred to me that while Batman, the Burton Batman films were very dark in their nature, there still was a level of camp in it.
Yes, a little bit. A smidgen of camp.
I'm going to go further than just a smidgen, because like when you compare Burton's Batman to, say, Christopher Nolan's Batman.
Okay.
There was a lot of camp. I mean, it wasn't like a lot of camp like in Adam West 1966 Batman, but when you look at it, there really was. But again, the whole Gotham and the way it was portrayed, the Joker, honest to God, Jack Nicholson portrayal of the Joker, I think is what made it camp.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to get flamed, whatever, I don't care. I stand behind that. I did not like I didn't even like Christopher Nolan's Batman. I mean, it was good. Yeah, but it's like, again...
I really enjoyed that movie.
Okay, for one, the last installment with Bane and
that
Hathaway.
To me, that could have been better. I was a little disappointed with that. Just a little, but not as bad as the last time Bane was in the movie.
I remember sitting there watching that, and it's like, I even looked at Miss V, and I'm like... What the hell's going on? What? I mean, there was just so much in that movie. It was just like, I found myself just watching it, not really understanding what the hell was going on.
My biggest complaint about the movie, the fact that they say it takes place 8 years after the second movie.
Okay. What was the second, remind me what the second movie was.
The Dark Knight. Yeah, the first one was Batman Begins, then The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. The second one was with the Joker.
Really?
Ledger's Joker? Yes, the second one was Heath Ledger's Joker, and then the third movie came out, and they said, time-wise, it takes place 8 years after the end of the second movie.
You see, okay, for some reason I thought the Heath Ledger Joker was the first one, but that was with Ra's al Ghul, right?
Right, that was Ra's al Ghul and Scarecrow, right.
Okay, all right. And again, it's like what did it for me with that installment was, again, they did this very same thing that they did in Burton's film, and they killed the Joker, and it's like, why did you do this again?
Oh, okay. People are talking in Paragon chat about the cell shading today. And some people, like what I said before, I think it's just an April Fool's joke. I think tomorrow I'll go back to the, I hope to God it goes back to no cell shading tomorrow.
So what?
In Paragon chat, they have cell shading tonight.
Cell shading?
Cell shading? You know, in Champions, cell shading? Like lines around your character? Like dark lines around your character?
Oh, okay.
Like in Champions Online, you have to shut it off? Right. Well, there's a way to shut it off here, but it's just...
Gotcha.
Like, what the hell is this? Like, they changed a lot of things up. So I'm hoping that's an April Fool's prank and they just go back to regular tomorrow. So I said, this is ridiculous. And Tony V can't be here tonight. He texted me earlier today. I texted him back. I was like, this cell shading better be a friggin' April Fool's joke. I did say that to him earlier. So
nice.
Oh, you mentioned yes. Batman?
Yes.
This was also in the news, and it's taken everyone by storm, and it's depending on how you feel about it, whether you like the idea or whether you don't.
Okay.
Now, don't know how if you caught up to the latest thing with the new 52.
Probably not.
Okay. the short version, the new gods... Jack Kirby New Gods are being replaced temporarily, by the sounds of it, by the Justice League.
Really?
Batman took over as the god of intelligence.
Makes sense. Okay.
Guess what question he asked?
What question Batman asks?
What would one question Batman would ask?
Why are we here?
No. What's the real identity of the Joker?
Oh, yes, okay.
They're going to reveal who the Joker is.
But that's going to be post-New 52. That's going to be after the rebirth. They are going to do – they're going to announce – I heard that. But they said that's going to be – well, you know, it's, who's to say that's actually it when they do reveal it? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, when they finally came to Wolverine's edition, I mean, they had it mixed so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw where there was a couple of traces. But when you come to the Joker, Alan Moore's writing in The Killing Joke said it best. If I'm going to have an origin, I'd rather have it multiple choice.
That's right. Yes. That's true.
No, I agree with that. I definitely agree with the Killing Joke origin. You know, some days I remember it one way, some days I remember it another way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way it needs to stay.
Yeah.
But again,
I always took it that Joker just can't remember his origin. Like, maybe he was crazy before the chemicals. So maybe in his mind he doesn't remember his origin. That something happened to him in his life that he can't remember, he can't recall.
All right. So what is
part of my life? He is freaking nuts. So, you know, he's on insane.
Yeah, like,
he's on insane on that scale. So,
so you know, it's like I said, it's basically how you feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, where people's going like, finally, or they're going like, what are you doing?
But like I just said, fine. They're gonna do a reveal. How accurate will this be? This reveal. You know?
Well, the fact that Batman found out as when he was the god of intelligence.
Right.
It's going to be accurate. This is basically, they just nailed it.
Yeah. And I did buy Batman number 50. So when is it supposed to happen with the Justice League taking over as the new gods?
Oh, this has already happened.
Oh. Huh. I did not know. How long ago did it happen, or is it just recent?
During the last half of last year.
Oh, okay.
So, if you want to do a poll, there's your poll. How do you
Dark Side? Okay, I just looked up Dark Side Wars. Called turns the Justice League into the God Squad with Dark
right.
Sides. Okay, it happened. Okay, I'm just going to read this really quickly. With the events of Justice League number 45 changing the status quo of several DC heroes, such as Lex Luthor's transformation to Darkseid's replacement, Batman, use of the all-knowing Mobius chair, the stage is set for DC's upcoming Darkseid War one-shots. The weekly tie-in books, which start with the... All right, this goes back to October 27, 2015. Okay, it says here, Darkseid War Batman by Peter Tomasi and Fernando Pessoarán will explore the ramifications of some of DC's most beloved heroes getting godlike powers, including Batman, Lex Luthor, The Flash, Superman, Green Lantern, and Shazam. Tying into the Justice League story by writer and DC Chief Creative Officer Jeff Johns, the one-shots feature covers by superstar artist-writer Francis Manapul, who's drawing the interiors of this month and next month's Justice League issues. Manipal is also writing the one-shots looking at Superman and Lex Luthor. Okay. As a matter of fact, here, if you want to read, there's a long interview. I'm not going to get into any more. I just want to get everybody on the same page here. Here you go. There is the link to that story. I'm sorry. Please continue. I'm sorry about that.
How do you get logged into the new Paragon chat?
The what? The Paragon chat?
Yeah.
Whatever it did, I just said yes, yes, yes. I just kept going to the new one. Because before, it didn't really need you to log into it. It was just supposed to be there. I just
logged
out.
Like Paragon character management, and it's like I click Deetra, and character in Deetra, okay, and then I click import, and then I click open one. It's just open, for Christ's sake.
Okay, somebody's saying there's zone 8834. How do you pull up the list again in Paragon Chat? How do you pull up the list of places?
I just go to the Wikipedia for, you know, that.
Oh, okay. I'll check that out later. Okay. All right, so obviously that storyline is done with?
Yeah, that is done with, and now we're going to see the ramifications. Like
okay.
I said, Batman knows who Joker is. Now we are all going to know who Joker is.
Did they reveal the name?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's been
so
the big
teaser. All right. So you know what I'm going to do? So since we're so close to the rebirth, they're probably just going to wait and save that for after the rebirth. Well, okay. And as of March 15th, Justice League Volume 7, New 52, Darkseid War Part 1, has come out. And July 12th of this year, Justice League Volume 8, Darkseid War Part 2 will come out. This is as of Amazon.com, if you want to get the hard copy for that stuff. Justice League Darkseid War Power of the Gods is coming out April 26th. Kindle has already has Justice League Darkseid War Batman, number one. I might have to get that. It was available October 20th on Kindle, and Comixology is available for $2.99.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be able to get logged into Paragon Chat, so that's awesome.
I'm sorry. See, I'm going to wait till they do a Darkseid War and they put all the one-shots together, which I'm sure they'll do eventually. But I was just saying, guys, I wonder. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to check my local library. As we're talking, people, can you get into Paragon Chat?
Well, I'm a little occupied, so I can't answer.
No, I was talking to DJ. And also, don't forget, today only, you can get on. Do you know what you get today on Digital HD?
What's that?
Star Wars: The Force Awakens. And Tuesday, you should be at Tuesday, April 5th, it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray.
Okay, that's what I heard. Yeah, okay.
Right, yes. See, I'm going to order it this weekend. Hopefully, it'll be here Tuesday. I'm just trying to find something, guys, here. As we're talking, see all this cool stuff you get? Yeah, I don't want that. they changed the deal up. Last week, you get Star Wars Force Awakens, and you could order Deadpool ahead of time. But now it's like, if you order, get the Force Awakens, you could also get Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, and The Hateful Eight. But I don't want either one of those. Oh, and I think they announced today, yes, Deadpool, Blu-ray, May 10th, it comes out. So those of you who, May 10th it will release. So those of you who are waiting for Deadpool, it will come out. It releases May 10th.
All right.
So there you go. And, of course, April 5th, as I said, The Force Awakens, the Blu-ray, DVD, digital HD comes out. I don't know if I should order on Amazon or I should just take it right over to Best Buy that day. Because sometimes they will have, like, special deals, you know, like, or buy today and you get this, you know, for, like, $5 or whatever.
Now, me, I would have no choice. It would be online.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. I'm trying to go to Best Buy and then it gives me this questionnaire thing. I don't want to play. I just want to go to Best Buy. That's ridiculous. I'm trying to find here. I'm trying to get the best deal for you guys here. The Force Awakens. And it does have something. Let's see. What is this? All right. From Best Buy, it's $24.99. Okay. You're also going to get digital HD, but there's something else. I don't know what it's showing here. It's showing some pictures here. I don't know what that's all about. I have no idea. It comes with some extra stuff, but it's not telling you what it is. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on here. I don't know. It looks like some pictures or something. I wish I could tell you what this is. I don't know. It looks like it's just you get a digital movie. Let's see here. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm just going to get it, the DVD, because it looks like from Best Buy, if you order it, you're going to get it by the 12th of April. If you order by 10:30 a.m. Central Time by April 4th, you will get the DVD by April 12th, but you will also get the digital version as well. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to be. I don't know. I'm sorry about that, guys. So what were we? I forgot what we were talking about. I apologize for that.
Well, it's a rather off night with Tony B not here. So
I know it's yeah. I know I have some updates to get to. We have like 24 minutes left, and oh,
I heard oh,
Dark Side. They're showing the Dark Side War. I don't know if it's available yet, though. They're showing it at my local library.
Ah.
Well, it came out in October. Oh, it's in the process of being processed, which means they're getting it. Okay. Never mind. Sorry about that. But I just put a reserve in. I don't know if anybody else has a reserve for it. So,
all right, I got in. And
you got in.
Now all
yeah,
my
there you are. Hugs all around from Dietrich. There, I see
and
that.
All my my macros are gone.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
First things first. Let me get to my updates. I will start with Heroes and Villains. And this is going to be update number 173. And here we go. This week, we've been doing some more work on developing some of the more complicated aspects of the game's coding, which are a key foundation for a number of the more advanced systems and functions that we want to make use of. We've also been continuing to develop the background setting for the game, adding new story ideas and refining the ones that we already have, as well as continuing to create and develop more NPCs, both heroes and villains, and some shades of gray in between. Most of the focus on creating NPCs has still been on costume ones rather than the civilian ones, as we have a very large roster of them to develop, and their outfits tend to be naturally much more unique than a civilian character, so they need more time and work from our artists to make them. Additionally, with the way that the game is being set up to tell the stories, players were generally meeting and interacting costume characters quite a bit more often than civilian ones. So our priority is to develop these characters first and have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. And here, let me put the link in the blog talk chat. And now, kind of a bit of a lengthy one from City of Titans. This is from Shadow Elusive. This is called Business Update Local Flavor. One of the most critical assumptions I personally have relied on in my administrating the business affairs of Missing World Media is that anything can be a source of nourishment for the mind's desire to play. There are many reasons for this, but most of them ultimately boil down to the odd quality that is joy. Social and cultural cues may vary, but the basic emotional content of certain gestures are a constant. Laughter and happiness sounds the same in any language. This, of course, means that my key goal for when City of Titans escapes into the wild is to ensure that it has all the support it needs to adequately satiate the desire to play and relax. And it goes without saying that whether or not we plan for the occurrence, people are going to run into a number of unexpected rewards, not the least of which is the opportunity to interact with people from all over the world and bond over shared experiences. I consider this to be the most important factor in developing any sort of marketing or advertising support for City of Titans. There are the obvious questions. How do we get more people playing? How do we minimize player churn and retain the player base? Are there places that normal games don't go that we can explore? How thoroughly do we respond to the inevitable customer service issues? It may sound strange to say, but we have a surprising degree of similarity to the hospitality industry in regards to the particular issues we will be facing once the city is built. I would like to think that the solutions we've been evaluating for these issues are counterintuitive in their simplicity, as these solutions always begin the same way, with you, our fans and players. We're building a vibrant digital city, which, like any city, will almost certainly develop local character from the interactions of its inhabitants. I've always been fond of Star Trek, and consider that we're attempting to do the City of Titans a very worthy inheritor of the Vulcan IDIC philosophy, infinite diversity in infinite combinations. Games, especially ones as complex as an MMO, are an inherently social activity. We've probably all heard the old joke about the card game of solitaire and being lost in the wilderness. So, I'd like to think that we all understand that our need for play is intrinsically linked to our need to connect with others, with some exceptions, of course. Looking at the map of the various launch districts, I'm filled with no small degree of anticipation at what the local character and dialect of these areas of the city will be. One of the hardest parts of marketing is accounting for all the various nuances introduced by these local flavors, which is why I want to hear from people. In your minds, how does the local flavor of City of Titans present itself to you? What is it about City of Titans and Titan City that will get you to stay and make a home of it, rather than simply checking into a hotel? What are you most looking forward to? For me personally, Titan City is Toronto, my hometown. What we call street food, the world would call a taste of home. I've walked its historic Yonge Street thousands of times, and every time I see something new and wonderful. It's my hope that Titan City carries this sense for each and every player. And I look forward to hearing all about the new and wondrous things encountered in the city. A city, in its own way, a vibrant living organism. The seed of culture depends on having fertile ground upon which to grow, shaped by these local flavors, and again, by external influences. Without the interactions of the city's inhabitants, there can be no culture. I asked many of these same questions when we were at an even earlier stage of development. I ask them again because as we've matured as a project, we've learned the reason behind why we ask the questions. And getting a clearer picture of this now, enables us to better shape the image of the city's future. After all, a city without a history is a cold and empty place. In a city like this, we make and shape our own history. The fans, players, and other backers are a critical part of that process. And we're grateful for all of you. A city is nothing without the individual flavor of its districts and neighborhoods. And while we may be scattered around the world, I believe that the city is stronger for it. And that is your update from City of Titans. Any thoughts? Class?
No, that last one was rather detailed in the fact that the need of the you get the sense they want that community feeling that City of Heroes had.
Yes.
And, on that post, yeah, I respect it. And that's what I want, with any group people I play with.
Exactly. Quite right. I concur. All right. So that's it for updates this week. We have... I could look through here. I guess I probably have some news I could talk about. Let me see if I can find something really cool.
We just didn't have any April Fool's joke.
No. Oh, okay. Here, no news about Deadpool DVD and Blu-ray set to arrive this May, as we already discussed. But the Merc with a Mouth is coming home. Ryan Reynolds has taken to Twitter to confirm that the Deadpool DVD and Blu-ray will arrive on May 10th. Reynolds also notes that the special edition VHS and Laserdisc pictured are non-existent, but you could pre-order your own copy of the Blu-ray or DVD. Deadpool is currently the highest-grossing movie of 2016, the highest-grossing R-rated movie of all time worldwide. The film has brought in over $350 million domestically and over $745 million worldwide. Well, there you go. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, hold on. Let me just share the links here and here. And I do have, speaking of, we mentioned Batman v Superman earlier. Let me – okay, here we go. The headline – okay, ready for this one? Warner Brothers Pictures Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice added $8.1 million on Wednesday to push its domestic total past the $200 million mark after 6 days with $201.3 million. The global tally for the day was $28 million. The foreign sum is now $329.1 million for a worldwide total of $530.4 million. And they're saying the Zack Snyder-directed film is expected to dominate the box office this weekend again worldwide. And they're saying that it cost $250 million to make before marketing and earned a B cinema score from audiences this weekend. Let's see. The film also earned $166.1 million this weekend from 4,242 domestic theaters, which marked the best pre-summer opening, surpassing The Hunger Games at $152.5 million. Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice was also the widest release pre-May, the largest Easter opening. Previous record was Fury 7's $147.2 million from 2015. The largest opening for a DC film. Previous record was The Dark Knight Rises' $160.9 million from 2012. And the biggest March opening ever. The previous record was The Hunger Games' $152.5 million. And this marks the seventh highest domestic opening ever, trailing Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part II's $169.2 million in sixth place. But what I want to know is, you know, like obviously every year prices go up. I want to know if they could do how many tickets were sold. You know, because I went to see this movie in IMAX 3D, and it was $19.50 for a ticket. Okay? My local movie theater over here for a matinee for the same time, $6. So what I'm saying is if 10 people went to this cheap theater, it would be $60 for 10 tickets. By going to IMAX 3D, you're spending $195 for the same tickets. See what I'm saying, the price differential? You're making three times the amount, but the same number of tickets. And for $195, obviously, I could get, what, I could get 30 people, 33 people over the cheap theater. So I just want to know the ticket numbers. I don't know if there's a way to find that out now. I wish I knew. Oh, Mad Viking dropped. No wonder you were so quiet.
I swear that is once that polar wind starts coming, it's like, yeah, it's affecting me.
I was just talking about the money that Batman v Superman has brought in. And I'm saying, but, you know, like every year ticket prices go up. And I was just comparing them. I was saying, you know, I went to see this in IMAX 3D. Tickets were $19.50 each. I have a cheap movie theater about 10 minutes from my house. I go see it matinee for $6.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is 10 tickets over there for cheap, $60. 10 tickets IMAX 3D, $195. $195 seems a hell of a lot more than $60, but same amount of tickets were sold.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, and you have to consider, you know, depending on the company itself, you know, mom and pop might have it one price, well, you know, big mogul, there's another one right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is I want to know the number, you know what I mean? I want, you know, see ticket numbers.
I think they do have it on a breakdown. I just can't remember which website.
Okay, I have a story here. I'm sorry, not to quickly change subjects. I just want to get this in quickly because I don't know if we're doing it. I don't know if we're going to show next, depending on what my doctors say. I don't want to do show, but I really need to get a shot in my back. But who's counting? Okay, ready for this one? This is from Superhero Hype. Alien Day. Okay. 20th Century Fox lands. 20th Century Fox. So, okay, it says here 20th Century Fox has set April 26th as Alien Day. We'll celebrate it with a variety of franchise surprises, including replica aliens Reebok Stompers. Following in the footsteps of last year's Back to the Future Day, 20th Century Fox has today announced that April 26th will be Alien Day, a celebration of the science fiction horror franchise. Alien Day celebration on 426 is a nod to the X-Men LD 426, where the xenomorphs were first discovered in Ridley Scott's 1979 original. 20th Century Fox Consumer Products will have few treats arrive on Alien Day, including a limited edition replica of Alien's Reebok Stompers. The Reebok Stompers, which you could take a longer look at below, are said to be one of the most requested licensed products. These shoes, worn by Sigourney Weaver's Ellen Ripley, as well as the mid-tops worn by Lance Henriksen as the Android Bishop, will be available beginning April 26th at Reebok.com and select Reebok stores worldwide. There are not yet official details on pricing or availability. The LMO Draft House, meanwhile, will celebrate Alien Day by producing a nationwide screening program on April 26th that returns the Alien franchise to theaters across the country in over 20 cities, including Austin, New York, Los Angeles, and Dallas. Participating LMO locations, as well as partner venues, will showcase a double feature presentation of Alien and Aliens. In LMO locations, each pre-order ticket includes a Mondo-designed Alien t-shirt released exclusively for the screenings. Additionally, the screenings will be accompanied by exclusive Alien merchandise, including apparel, accessories, posters, and records from pop culture company Mondo. Okay, in the article I gave you guys the link for, there will be, you can click to find a full list of participating theaters. Now, other Alien products arriving or being revealed for Alien Day include Nika's first ever Lieutenant Vasquez, Jeanette Goldstein, and Newt Carrie Henn figures, as well as the release of Kenner toy-inspired Ellen Ripley figure. Funko LLC's Aliens Queen and Power Loader and Ripley figure set in the tradition of their widely popular Reaction Retro Action figure series. Dark Horse Comics will expound upon Brian Wood and Tristan Jones' ongoing Aliens comic book series with exclusive covers, participating retailers, and a deluxe 30th anniversary hardcover version of the original Alien series from 1986. Titan Books launches the brand new novel Alien Invasion, or Book 2, by Tim Levin. Available on Audible, a brand new audio drama, Alien Out of the Shadows, starring Rucker Hauer in his first audio role, Matthew Lewis from the Harry Potter series, and Corey Johnson, the Bourne Ultimatum, is a terrifying fight for survival and an intense struggle between human and artificial intelligence. Okay, and there's a whole lot more here. My throat's going to run out by the time I get to the bottom. just trying to see here some interesting things. Okay, Loot Crate is going to launch a limited edition Aliens 30th Anniversary crate on 426. Japan-based toy company Medicom Toy will release a vinyl super-deformed Alien figure and a retro-style Aliens figure via Diamond Comics. USAopoly will launch a pair of classic board games with a twist, Yahtzee Alien vs. Predator and Clue Alien vs. Predator. Hollywood Collectibles release a large-scale model of the Derek Alien, modeled from an original model that H.R. Giger created for an exhibition in Las Vegas. Oh, of course, it's all a safe bet that Alien Day will bring us some news tied to Ridley Scott's upcoming Alien Covenant, set to star Michael Fassbender, Demian Bichir, Catherine Waters, Dan McBride, Jussie Smollett, Amy Smits, Carmen Ejogo, Callie Hernandez, and Beg Rigby. And Alien Covenant, big screen, August 4th, 2017. And I apologize if I screwed up anybody's names there. Oh. All right, so we got like 6 minutes left, so.
All right, so they got the movies, they got the team-ups, they got the game, they got, I think there was only one thing that I noticed that they didn't cover in that whole thing. And
which
I
one?
Know it's not part of their universe, but
what?
If you've seen the movie, you can't deny its existence. The alien creature from Spaceballs going, "Hello, my darling, hello, my baby."
I want that. You know what I wanted? It should be a wind-up. And it plays a song going up and down, grow across. That's what I want. Damn it. They've got to have that. Damn it.
Well,
I'm trying to see
time.
Here,
just, you have to send a request.
Yeah. I want to thank Orange Creamsicle for hanging out with us. Titra and La Fille Verte, or La Fille Verte, I hope I'm saying that right, hang out with us in a Paragon chat. And still hanging out with us in the Blog Talk Radio chat. Juan Amadeus, Diamond D, Tim the Enchanter, Mad Viking, yours truly. And I see GA Firecracker 15 who is joining us. At 11 p.m., there's a Wrestler Unstoppable based show coming on tonight. So I hope if they're listening right now, this is not a WU show. So just bear with us for about 5 more minutes. We'll get out of here and you guys get ready for your Wrestler Unstoppable show. Getting out of here.
So, in other kind of geeky news, anybody excited for this Sunday's season finale of Walking Dead?
Yes, but I have a problem this Sunday. As you know, I'm a pro wrestling fan, and I do a show Tuesday night about pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania is this Sunday.
Okay.
From 6 p.m. to 11. Which means, as soon as it's over, I have to go and run and watch the season finale of Walking Dead. Yes, Lord of Days, I'm so sorry. This has not been a Wrestling Unstoppable show. Yes, I'm sorry you've been seeing it this whole time waiting to get a wrestling report. Sorry.
I'll set up for the next hour here. Rumors is Cena may be at WrestleMania. There's your discussion talk.
There you go. Does anybody really care? You know what I thought was funny? One of the highest rated episodes of Raw in the past few years. They told me Cena was not going to be on Raw, and that was the highest rated episode. When he was not there. Yes, I know he did a lot for the kids, but I'm sick of the character. He just hasn't changed. I mean, his idea, their idea of teaching the characters, he puts a different type of cargo shorts on. Ooh.
Hey.
Yes.
Another thing that we've talked about here on the show is drive-ins. It is getting drive-in season. In fact, the drive-in near me is opening this weekend, and its first showings is going to be Superman, Batman, and Deadpool.
Cool. A double feature?
Double feature.
That's nice. That's nice.
Well, they always have double features.
That's true. I just want to say, as you were talking, the Lee Coral Black Talk Daddy said we have 90 seconds left in this show. So I just want to say really quickly, I want to thank Mad Viking for helping co-host. Thank you, Diamond D, for calling in tonight. And thank you, everybody who joined in either 60 seconds left. Oh, my God. Thank you, everybody who joined in either in the Black Talk Radio chat or Paragon chat, or if you're listening at a later date somewhere else, or if you're listening somewhere else, not in either chat, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I enjoy doing this. We enjoy talking about this stuff. Without you guys, we would just be talking to ourselves all night. Sure, we'd enjoy it, but, there'd just be something missing. I want everybody to have a safe weekend. Have a great weekend. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like by you. I think we're supposed to have bad weather tonight here. I heard thunder earlier. I haven't heard it since. Just have a great weekend. April is here. Like I always say, keep fighting the good fight. Don't stop fighting. And hopefully someday sooner rather than later, we will be back in Paragon City fighting the bad guys. Would you guys like to say anything in closing? We have 10 seconds left.
Good night, Gracie.
Stay classy, San Diego.
There you go. Stay classy. Stay classy, Paragon. You suck. Why'd you say that? I didn't even care. All right. And if you haven't already, go to Facebook, look up Save Series Radio, hit the like button there, and you caught up when we have a show. That's it for us. I think we are out of here.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Pogo.
Thank you very much. I know there was no show this week. Are you doing a show this week?
We'll see.
Okay. And what time is your show usually? 9 p.m. Monday night? 9
p.m.
11?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty, gang. I am out.
All right. Very good, Diamond D. You have a great weekend. Hopefully we'll see you Monday night. All right, Ed Viking. Any news with Champions Online really quickly? I know I should have asked
you. The new event is Fox BatCon.
Yes.
Their April Fool thing, and they just added the second. I don't know if it's daily. I think it's a one shotter.
Okay.
But you know, if you're hunting down the Fox Bats, we do have on the Paragon.com the interactive map. Just knock out everything and just center it on the Fox BatCon, and you're able to find all of them easily.
Yes, you know what's funny? I had that on my laptop. I tried doing that last year. I found like three of them, and that was it. I used the map. I did this last weekend. I said I was going to go on just do it once on Man. I did it one time. I think I was done in like 10 minutes.
There you go.
So, and you can only do it once a day. So, unfortunately, I've been so busy this week, and just my back's really been killing me this week. I haven't been able to do much. So, but I think this week coming up, I'm going to get in touch with my artist friend, talk to him about this whole thing with DC. I was telling you before, I got new shelves because I got a whole bunch of Batman collectibles I want to put up. I want to take care of that this weekend because I have so many Amazon boxes in my room. Once I'm done with them, I can rip them up. I got some boxes that sit on my little table next to my desk. I got to take care of that. I just got to clean this room this weekend. I think once I clean this room this weekend, Monday, I'm writing. And I think what I'm going to do is I have a comic book script I wrote that never got published. I think I'm going to take that and write that as a prose piece. You know, and my friend's going to try and help me get that published, so.
Okay.
So we shall see what happens. So let me get out of the chat room here. And I said, I don't know if we're going to do a new show next week. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Hopefully my internet will not be misbehaving.
Yes. And I'll tell you guys what, whether we're doing a show next week or not, probably Thursday or as soon as I find out, I will post on the Safe Sewage Radio page on Facebook. So if you guys know people who don't go to Facebook and you find out either way, just let them know the word whether we have a show next week or not, please. Hold on. I got to get in. Hold on. Oh, my throat's drying up. It's so hot in this room sometimes, too. I walk in the room, my house, I'm freezing. Everybody's like, I'm hot. I'm like, yeah, go stand in my room. Go in my room for 2 minutes. Jeez. All right, we're babbling. We're going to get out of here. Thank you again, Mad Viking. I will talk to you over the weekend, sir. I will try, if I have time, probably Sunday-ish, to get into Paragon Champions Online and Paragon Dawn for a little bit.
Okay.
All right, so with that, thank you again, sir. Have a great weekend. You may have the honors. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Mrs. Calabash. Wherever you are.